North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
It's bow time. You've probably heard folks say, don't call it a comeback. But at Bojangles, we don't like to beat around the bush. So when the sizzling, savory pork chop griller's back in all its tender, marinated chili lime glory, and you can snap up two of them for $6, go ahead, call it a comeback. Get two legendary pork chop grillers for just $6, only at Bojangles. It's bow time.
With a house surrounded by pine trees planted in 1961, April and I knew it was time to do something about it. So we called James Paul. With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones, even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This old world is full of hurt and pain. A little sunshine and a whole lot of rain. It don't take much to drive those clouds away. Let's all do something good today. You never know what someone's going through. Don't underestimate what you can do. A friendly smile's a tiny price to pay. Let's all do something good today.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can join us today. Recently, I posted a post from Tony Garcia. This is something from a retired teacher. I reached out to Tony and asked him to come on the Mark White Show because I wanted him to share his message with young people in particular. And Tony's on the line with me right now. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Tony Garcia.
Mark, thanks for having me today. I really appreciate it.
What you posted were words of wisdom. They were worth sharing, and I shared it on the Mark White Show. And obviously, people across the country and the world have now shared your post. I wanted to give you an opportunity at the onset to read your words so that people who are listening right now get an idea of what we're talking about.
Sure, I'd be honored to, Mark. So it was just a letter that I felt was appropriate, and so I wrote this letter to students, and here's how it went. Dear students, I am just an old retired teacher who knows not of certain things. Admittedly, this old school relic may have lost touch with your generation. I don't understand the idea of influencers, YouTubers, TikTokers, and the various other things that now consume your time and capture your interest. But I'm writing you today to present a new challenge to you, because I think some old school lessons would do us all some good right now. So here's what I would love to see as your next TikTok school challenge. Be a good and kind human being. How about you make that go viral? Let's say we get 1 million views of you doing something decent and humane and simply beautiful. Because here's what I do know. It takes much more courage and strength to be a loving, caring person than to vandalize a bathroom. It takes bravery to go sit with the new kid. It takes strength to stand up for the kid being picked on. It takes fearlessness to genuinely thank your teacher at the end of class. It takes grit and audacity to help the substitute teacher feel welcomed. I know, none of that is likely to make you trendy or part of the crowd or a viral sensation. But maybe it is time to buck the trend, to set yourself apart from the crowd, to quietly go about the business of influencing a single life for the better. I suspect this letter will not find its way to very many of you. I'm not a likely candidate to go viral. And should you read it, it may not impact you at all. Perhaps you'll simply roll your eyes and shrug off this old man on your way to something more glittery. Or maybe, just maybe, I'll hear about the students who decided they were stronger, braver, and knew better than to lower themselves to a challenge that sets out to damage property and hurt others. If you are that student, know that I look forward to seeing and hearing how you accepted my challenge. And although I know it may not mean that much, you will have gained a new fan, a new follower, a new subscriber. With respect, hope, and love, an old teacher.
Tony.
There you have it. Yeah.
Man, brother, that's, you know, in the world we live in, and you saw what was happening too, obviously, with young people going and destroying property in school, and then other messages encouraging young people to do things that have negative consequences on their life. And I actually reached out to one of my former coaches and had him on the show because he's now the assistant superintendent of a school system in Alabama. And I wanted to have a message from him to young people to discourage them from taking part in any bad behavior that ultimately, as I said, can have a negative consequence on their life. And I know that that's what you're trying to get across to young people too, is to do the good, to show kindness, to do something different than maybe you're being encouraged through social media to do.
Oh, without a doubt. And, you know, my whole intent to write the letter was not to say that youngsters aren't good. I taught for 30 years and I believe in the goodness and promise of our younger generation. And so I simply wanted to remind them that you have these character traits and you have these abilities within you and this goodness because you know right and wrong. And it was just an opportunity to say, I believe in you and I believe you're capable of doing these things, and don't fall victim to that pressure, to that social media influence, because sometimes that message gets lost because we are so driven these days by what we see on screens. And sometimes that personal touch and that message to kids gets lost. And I believe in kids, and it's been amazing to see the response as teachers and parents and grandparents and other people just send me all these stories of what kids are doing. And I know they're doing it, but like I said, I just thought, let me put it out there and just maybe someone will see it. And sure enough, a few folks saw it. So.
And you're right. As I think about maybe a young person listening right now and they're thinking about the path that they want to be on as far as what they want to do with themselves, what was your background to establish your love for education to become a teacher?
It's funny because my most of my family is involved in education in one way or another. I have two brothers who are teachers, and they are married to teachers. And so education and schooling, coaching was the avenue I went through. And so I really wanted to be a coach. And I enjoyed working with young people. Again, that promise and that goodness and the ability to help shape a young person. Coaches do that. And so I started coaching, and then I realized that, you know, one of the best avenues for continuing a coaching career was through teaching. And so I went into teaching because I wanted to coach, and then I fell in love with teaching itself. And so that's how it started. And like I said, I just turned in my classroom keys last spring, after 30 years, but I still love going back and helping out and volunteering to coach and just still trying to maintain that contact with young people, because that's what I've been doing since my freshman year in college is when I started coaching. So it's been a long journey.
Well, you've definitely found another way to reach an audience through your Facebook, your social media page, and send out these messages. And I want to take a quick break, Tony, if it's okay, and then come back. And I want to also share about your recently running the Boston Marathon. And then also, if we're talking about making a difference, making an impact on a person's life, let's talk about Liz McGrew and her current need for a kidney, okay?
I would love to have that conversation with you, Mark. Thanks.
Absolutely. Folks, right now we're talking to retired teacher Tony Garcia. You may have seen his post on The Mark White Show. He just read it for you. I hope that you'll stick with us as we continue this conversation. I want you to be encouraged. I want you to be inspired. I want each and every one of us to find opportunities and ways to make a difference in our communities wherever we're at. There's always something we can do. And I hope you'll stick with us as I continue this conversation with Tony Garcia. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
It's bow time. You've probably heard folks say, don't call it a comeback. But at Bojangles, we don't like to beat around the bush. So when the sizzling, savory pork chop griller's back in all its tender, marinated chili lime glory, and you can snap up two of them for $6, go ahead, call it a comeback. Get two legendary pork chop grillers for just $6, only at Bojangles. It's bow time.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
He drives into the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early so he can get away. 'Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play. Daddy knows he's waiting, so he.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. It's a real privilege and honor to have Tony Garcia with me right now. He's a retired teacher, and he is sharing through his messages on Facebook encouragement to other people. And he just finished up the Boston Marathon, and he has shared pictures from that. He's also shared some encouraging messages through that effort. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Tony Garcia.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks for all of your kind words today. I truly appreciate it.
As you mentioned, Tony, it gives you a platform and it gives you an opportunity to share. And now, as this other post has gone viral, you have an opportunity now to reach an audience. And I look at it that way with the Mark White Show, is that as the audience grows, I have more of an opportunity to use my platform for good. And it looks like you're going in that direction, my friend.
You know, you said it perfectly, Mark. We all have a platform, and as mine has begun to grow through my social media, through my writing, I've always been very cognizant of we have an opportunity to impact and influence people, and in what way do we want to do that? And so I've always tried to send out this message of hope and promise and being your best self, and trying to teach lessons, whether they're through my running, through my teaching, through being a dad. And so that's kind of what I focus on, is how can I use my platform to make a positive difference? And like I said, since I have all these interests and tangents, such as running the Boston Marathon or my teaching or my coaching, it gives me an opportunity to write about all these different things and hit people in the place where they are. So sometimes I write about running and it has nothing to do with running, and people go, oh my goodness, this applies to my life. And I love sending that message out, because running is just the vessel by which I get my message out. So I've been blessed and fortunate that people have taken to my words and have started to follow me. And like I said, it gives you an opportunity to impact somebody in a positive way, and that's what I'm looking to do.
Well, an activity breeds activity, and I know you don't run the Boston Marathon so that you can come up with all these various messages, but like myself, when I go out and do something, and then the more I think about what I just did, there is a message contained within that, and so I take the opportunity to try to share that message with people, and of course, it's to try to encourage them to be a light, as you mentioned in one of your posts, being a positive person. And so these activities that you're involved in, you're thinking after it's over, here's a message contained within it that I want to share with other people, that maybe this is something that they need to hear.
Right. And like I said, people receive your message differently. But in most cases, if you're sending out that positive message, if it has a light to it, then it's going to impact people in positive ways. And whether they ever run a marathon or whether they ever write a book or whatever, they're able to look at themselves and find that positive perspective from what I've written or what I've shared. So it's been fun to do it, and to see how it impacts people has been at times overwhelming. Like this last post that I wrote was pretty overwhelming to see the response to it. So I was honored and humbled by it all.
Tony, I know this gives you an opportunity to give a shout out to a special loved one, but how do you prepare for something like the Boston Marathon to be ready for that challenge?
Well, you know, there's the physical aspect of it, and I have my son, Ryan, who is my coach and my trainer and my support system for getting me physically prepared for it. So not only do I follow a running plan, but I follow his workout plan that he puts me through. And another piece that he's really helped with is the mental aspect of it, because I think if you do the training, you can do the distance, whatever that distance is. But the hard part becomes mental. Like I have another 2 marathons in the next 3 weeks, and physically I'll be ready and recovered, but mentally just going, oh, I'm going to run 26.2 miles again in 14 days is, that's hard to wrap my head around, because I know what I put into the first one and how much of a toll it took. And so, so like I said, Ryan has really helped me with both aspects of getting ready for that. But it's not just the physical piece of it. It's the self-talk. It's the mental preparation as well, of convincing yourself that you're capable and you have the strength and you're prepared, and not being afraid of what's sitting in front of you, but simply believing and trusting that you can do it. So it's been fun to try it. It's been fun to do it. And it's changed me as an individual in so many ways, my confidence level. And then I'm able to spread that message to other people, which is really cool to see too.
When we think about coaching, the physical challenges, the mental challenges, those things that go into preparing ourselves, you have a friend that you taught with, Liz McGrew, and she taught young people for 46 years, an educator for 46 years. And right now she's facing a challenge, and, you know, it's going to take physical and mental and spiritual support from people to help her as she seeks out a kidney. She needs a kidney donor, and you shared about that the other day and your relationship. Share a little bit about Liz and your thoughts on her as she is searching for a kidney donor.
Yeah, you know, back to what we had talked about using your platform, and my former principal, Penny, had reached out to me and said, hey, Tony, I don't know if you know, but Liz is in need of a kidney donor. And can you do anything to help get that message out? And like I said, I have an opportunity, people following me, people listening to me. And Liz is one of the most outstanding educators I ever had the privilege to work with, not only just her longevity, the 46 years of serving our children, but I think she didn't even know what a mentor she was to me. I taught a majority of my 30 years in the same building with her. And just the way she handled herself, her professionalism, her preparation, her dedication to her craft, to her students. And the other remarkable thing was anything I tried to do or bring to the school, if I needed help, if I needed more staff involved, Liz was always one of the first to sign up, because she just believed in giving back to the kids and making opportunities for them and serving them. And now she needs some love returned, and prayers and thoughts. I believe in the power of prayer, but I also believe in the power of action. And so I put the message out there that somebody out there is a matching donor, and I went through the process to register myself. They're going to contact me in a couple days to see if I'm a candidate, because it's one thing to say things, and it's another thing to take action upon the things you believe. And then she's amazing. She's got an amazing family, and I have an opportunity to say, hey, can we help her? And so it was without question that I would put that message out, and that without question that I would stand in line and go, maybe it's me, Liz, maybe it's me. And if it's not me, maybe we can reach somebody who it is. So thank you for the opportunity to talk about Liz. Like I said, she's a remarkable educator, but more than that, she is just simply a good and decent human being, and a friend.
Well, and Liz's husband served in the Navy during the Vietnam War. They've been great when it comes to efforts in their own community. Philanthropy is important to them. They've been involved with several organizations, endowed 2 scholarships, which is remarkable. And they really care about other people. And I want to make sure that people listening right now, they understand the type of person that Liz is. And her own mother, I believe, lived to be 90, and her grandmother 107. So longevity is part of their family history there. And here she is at 73 years old, and she needs a kidney right now, and want to make sure that people who are interested in helping can do that. I believe they need to go to the National Kidney Registry, and that would be nkr.org/HZN869. Again, nkr.org/HotelZulu November 869.
Again, Mark, thank you for putting that information out there. I know that Liz and her family are very grateful for that. And like I said, you never know who you're going to reach, who's going to hear this message, and who it might be that can help Liz. And it means a lot to me that you've put her word out, because like you said, her and her family have done remarkable things for this community that I live in. And even though she's no longer in the classroom, her impact on the community is still being felt. So thank you again.
Well, and Tony, it's always about taking that next step in my life. When I talk to you and then I hear about Liz and then I read about organizations that they are helping, then that's the next step for me, is to take more steps to recognize more difference makers. And I think that's the way you're living your life as well, as you take a step and then there's something else that you see, and then you take the next step, and we keep moving forward until we can't anymore, because ultimately our lives are going to end. And while we're here, what we can do, just do it.
Yeah, I agree with you that moving forward, you know, I am my rock, my anchor, my greatest teacher, my mom passed last year. And it really, not only just handling the grief and dealing with that, but what do I do with the remainder of my life to make sure that the lessons and her legacy get passed forward, that we keep moving the dial and making a difference with the time we have. And so, so every day I look at my life and go, I've been given this opportunity, and what am I going to do with it? And so I'm trying to pass on those lessons, trying to make a difference with the time I've been given is, like I said, what we're here for, and just keep moving forward in that quest to make a difference.
What was your mom's name, Tony?
My mom's name was Linda Rose.
October 15th of this week, my grandmother would have celebrated her 88th birthday, and she raised me. And she passed away in 2018, and I find myself crying at night, you know, because I still miss her. But yeah. I named this segment after her. The Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment is named in her honor. And so I grieve over the people that I've lost and I hurt, but then I get to work and I get back to focusing on what I can do to make a difference in the lives of others.
Yeah. That's awesome that you dedicated that to her. My second book, I dedicated in honor of my mom and the lessons that she's taught me throughout my life and the whispers I still hear from her. Like I said, I just trying to honor her and make her proud in the things I do, and to live a life that shows how grateful I was for her as my guide. So, yeah.
Tony, let's talk before we close out how people can get your books. What are your books, and then how they can connect with you as well?
Oh, thank you, Mark. You know, I've written three books, and their titles vary. They're all on Amazon. My first one was called Want to Know a Truth, and it was written just as I was trying to figure out what are some truths in my life that I can hang on to. And it was a book that it's my first and it's my baby. But I was new and raw at the writing process, and so I think I've developed. And my second one is called Whispers from My Heart, and it, like I said, is dedicated to my mom. And it is just about those listening to your heart, and sometimes it whispers to you about what you're supposed to do, and so you've got to kind of quiet the noise to hear it. And then my latest one is a compilation of pieces that now I feel like I've got my stride and I'm heading in the right directions, and it's called Secrets, Truths, and Whispers. And it's lessons that I've learned through this good, hard life, and I try to share those lessons with people. And they're all available any independent bookstore. They're available through major retailers like Barnes & Noble and Amazon, obviously. I've been fortunate enough that I'm working on a fourth one just because this is a mind that very rarely stops thinking. And so I put a lot of words to the page. And so it's been a great opportunity for me. And it's been a process. Because when I first started writing, I was journaling my trip to Boston, my first ever run to Boston. And then I realized I'm not writing about running. I'm writing about living a life. And then it's just evolved from there. So.
Do you have a website, Tony?
No, it's currently under construction. I've just recently retired. And so all those things that the day job kept me from are now becoming my focus on developing a website. I'm just on, you know, I have my GeForce page on Facebook and, I'm on Instagram. And, like I said, those things that I put on hold for myself because teaching and coaching dominated my time. It was a love. It was a passion. It was never something that ended at 3 o'clock. And so things like YouTube channels and podcasts and websites, all those things had to be put on hold. But like I said, hopefully I'll be taking those steps in the near future because I have a great support system that's just waiting for me to go, let's design this for you. And because I don't have all that tech savvy. So, like I said, it's in the works, sir. So thank you for asking.
Absolutely. Well, Tony, I appreciate you being a light to others. I'm glad to be your friend on Facebook, and I'm here to support you as we move forward and share your thoughts with other people. Glad to be able to connect with you today here on The Mark White Show.
Mark, I am honored to be a guest and very humbled that you chose me to come and speak today. And again, thank you for letting me share the message about Liz and sharing the letter about the kindness challenge, because those are two real big, they're pulling on my heartstrings right now. And so I really appreciate you giving me the opportunity to come and share that message today.
We need it. Thank you again, Tony Garcia.
Thank you, Mark.
Tony Garcia, folks, I hope that you will take the kindness challenge. I hope that you will find how you can help Liz McGrew at this time. We appreciate retired teacher Tony Garcia for joining us here on The Mark White Show today. When we come back, I'll be joined by the executive director of Down Syndrome Alabama, Kelly Peoples. We'll be talking about the upcoming Step Up for Down Syndrome Walk coming up this Sunday. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
With a house surrounded by pine trees planted in 1961, April and I knew it was time to do something about it. So we called James Paul. With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
This is Hunter Underwood with Andrew Sardantra at Scream. We are singing the world one ice cream at a time, and you are listening to the Mark White Show.
red and yellow and pink and green, purple and orange and blue. I can sing rainbow to you. Listen to your eyes, listen to your eyes.
You can sing
rainbow, sing a rainbow.
Sing along with me.
Red and yellow and pink and green, purple and orange.
And we're back. You are listening to The Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White. And right now I have on the line with me Kelly Peoples. She's the executive director of Down Syndrome Alabama. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Kelly.
Thank you so much, Mark. I appreciate you having me on.
Glad to have you, and I appreciate your work with Down Syndrome Alabama and helping families across the state who have young people who have Down syndrome as well as those who are older adults.
Absolutely. So that is the thing about Down syndrome. It's going to cross the whole lifespan. So we're there when new babies are born to help celebrate with those parents and help steer them in some kind of path. And then we're there until they need us, you know, with adulthood. And we're just glad to be here.
As you know, I was talking to Stephanie Langford just a few weeks ago. In our conversation, I found out about her son who has Down syndrome and her role with Down Syndrome Alabama being on the board of directors. I'm glad that I was able to make that connection and talk to her about that. And then, of course, it led me to a little something extra ice cream truck, which was really cool to talk to Hunter and Michelle Norwood as well.
Stephanie is a fabulous, fabulous person. And Zach, her son, is just, what can I say? He's just a cutie. So he really is.
And as you mentioned, it's just one thing leads to the other. And with the Mark White Show, I just try to make those connections, connect the dots, and just keep moving forward with this conversation. And I truly believe that it's bringing awareness and being a great advocate for the Down syndrome community.
Absolutely. And we appreciate you doing that too. And we, you know, organizations, we love to know who else is out there so that we can refer and give recommendations for when parents or caregivers need some help and guidance. So it's always nice to know where to plug in. So we appreciate you for doing that.
Absolutely. Glad to do it. And we have something very special coming up on Sunday, and it's the Step Up for Down Syndrome. Share with listeners about this special walk that's taking place.
I absolutely will. We actually have three walks going on this year, and they're all going to be on Sunday. Two of our satellites, because we have seven satellites across the state, but our DSA West Alabama, which is in the Tuscaloosa area, they're having a walk. Of course, we're here headquartered in Hoover. We're having one. And then our DSA Auburn Opelika satellite is also having one. But the one here in Hoover is going to be at Veterans Park in Hoover from 12:30 to 4:30. All of our walks have family fun activities, things for the kiddos to do, just a short little presentation, special guests, and just absolute fun things to do. And it's going to be beautiful weather. We've already checked because, you know, anytime you do an outside event, you're always watching that weather leading up to it. But it's going to be a great time just to get with the community, to see our friends who we haven't seen some since before COVID, and to just, you know, celebrate Down syndrome and celebrate our friends who and family who have Down syndrome.
I think this is great, Kelly, and I'm going to be in Winfield, Alabama on Friday and Saturday, and I'm thinking I may just try to make it down on Sunday afternoon to join you all in the walk.
We would absolutely love that. Absolutely love that. Please do. Please do.
I want listeners to know how they can connect to these three locations to be a part of the walks, whether they want to be in Auburn or they want to be in Birmingham or in Tuscaloosa. So share with listeners how they can be a part of this walk this coming Sunday, times and locations.
You can get all of the information from our website, which is DownSyndromeAlabama, spell it all out, .org. We also have it on our Facebook pages as well. But if you go to DownSyndrome.org, you can find all the information for all three sites. But the Birmingham area walk is, like I said, 12:30 to 4:30. The Auburn walk will be at Chewakla State Park from 1 to 4. And our West Alabama satellite, which is Tuscaloosa, is going to be 2 to 4 at Government Plaza. So it's all listed on our website and Facebook. And you can find all the information at any of those places.
And there may be families out there who have not heard of Down Syndrome Alabama in the state of Alabama before and maybe want to connect. What's your advice to them for making that connection again with Down Syndrome Alabama?
I definitely reach out. And we, as much as we would love to know everybody, we don't. We know that. We know that there are so many families out there that we don't know yet, and we want to. So the best way is just to hit that contact button on our website so that it emails us and we can connect. We can, if you're not in the Birmingham area or the Auburn or Tuscaloosa area, we've got four other satellites. We can definitely make sure to hook you up with some other families close by to wherever they are.
All right, folks, we've been talking to Kelly Peoples. She's executive director of Down Syndrome Alabama. Looking forward to this walk on October 24th. That's Sunday, again, in Birmingham, Tuscaloosa, and Auburn. You can find out more at the DownSyndromeAlabama.org website. Kelly, it's been a real pleasure to have you here on the Mark White Show to share about the walk and just a little bit about what Down Syndrome Alabama does, and I'm looking forward to more conversations in the future.
Thank you so much, Mark. I am too, and I sure hope to see you on Sunday.
Absolutely. Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers like Tony Garcia and Liz McGrew and Kelly Peoples and Stephanie Langford and Down Syndrome Alabama. If this show is making a difference in your life, I hope that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities. You can follow the Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn. And subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast via Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audio Boom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, YouTube, and TuneIn Radio. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White, encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Well, let's all do something good today.